Swaggy.
Hi, this is Mark Ruffalo, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.
Friday, January 19th, tune in to all sorts of special programming on the radio at WGXC. Jared Widgetude is live from Hudson with the Sugar Shack Jukebox after the local news at noon. At 4 p.m., we have an interview with the artist and musician Raven Chacon about a new collaboration he has with Wave Farm. At 8 p.m., we are live from Roulette in Brooklyn with the international contemporary ensemble Yvette Janine Jackson's T-Minus, a radio opera. And at the same time, we'll have a separate live web stream from the Avalon Lounge in Catskill with the Socrates-based band Blueberry performing. So tune in on the air to Yvette Janine Jackson's radio opera or on the website to Socrates-based band Blueberry at 8 p.m. Friday, January 19th at wgxc.org.
Wave Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wave Farm and our radio station, WGXC, operate and broadcast. The Mohicans named themselves the people of the waters that are never still, following their arrival along the Mohicanitta, the great ebb tide river also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For further information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit Mohican.com.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, where membership provides access to world-class cinema, first-run feature films, art house films, live music, and more, plus advance notice of close-up series conversations with directors and actors and other special events at the Star Theater in Rhinebeck, the Orpheum in Socrates, and traveling around the Hudson Valley. Information at upstatefilms.org. That's upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Peter Brauch in Tivoli, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Raymond Pignon reports for Columbia Green Media that Art Omai Sculpture Park in Ghent begins its $60 million construction project this spring, building 18 art pavilions and a visitor center in the 190-acre site. Part of that is being paid for by a $2 million grant through the state's Regional Economic Development Council initiative and a $5 million grant from the New York State Council of the Arts. Ruth Adams, co-executive director of Art Omai with Jeremy Adams, said, and I quote, "The pavilions, envisioned as an international arts haven, will beckon visitors to experience unique architectural expressions and legacy art exhibitions and will offer exposure to world-class art collections. This transformation project not only fosters creativity and diversity, but also solidifies Art Omai as a beacon that will attract tourists, locals, and art enthusiasts worldwide," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Maria M. Silva reports in the Times Union that a Bard College faculty member and research scholar and his wife will receive the American Psychological Association's 2024 International Humanitarian Award for their work providing mental health support, psychological education, and research in Afghanistan. The psychologist Saeed Jafar Amani and his wife Zainab Mustabi provided counseling for victims of trauma, bombings, and COVID-19 pandemic and earthquakes in Afghanistan for two decades. The award recognizes, and I quote, "extraordinary humanitarian service and activism by psychologists or a team of psychologists, including professional and or volunteer work conducted primarily in the field with underserved populations," end quote. The couple founded Burwawan Research and Psychology Services Organization in Afghanistan to provide counseling services to victims of war, to educate future psychologists, and to conduct research. Amadi said in a statement, and I quote, "The contributions of Burwawan have not only saved lives, but have also restored hope and resilience in communities facing adversity. We hope that our legacy serves as an inspiration to psychologists and humanitarian organizations worldwide, emphasizing the profound impact that psychological services can have in times of crisis," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Porcupine Soup reports that officials from the Greene County Bancorp Incorporated will ring the bell to close the NASDAQ Stock Exchange on January 22nd. January 22nd is the local bank's 135th anniversary, and 2024 is the bank's 25th year as a publicly traded company on NASDAQ. Greene County Bank President and CEO Donald Gibson said, and I quote, "We're grateful to all the people who have contributed to the company's remarkable growth since our humble little bank in upstate New York went public in 1999, end quote. The bank has 19 branches across the Hudson Valley and Capital Region, with its assets rising from $151 million in 1999 to more than $2.6 billion today. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This took it to the next level. Trump saying this is a witch hunt, and that's obviously audible to the juries with Trump. The courthouse steps seems to be where everything explodes. Now we're hearing it in the courtroom from the defense table, so no surprise.
Legal commentator Misty Maris tells CNN that former President Donald Trump is running a serious risk if he defies the no-nonsense judge running the E. Jean Carroll defamation case. Judge Lewis Kaplan threatened to remove Trump from the courtroom for repeated disturbances in court. With 2 days left to avoid a government shutdown, the Senate pushed forward with a procedural vote on a funding stopgap. There is still risk of a brief shutdown if the Senate can't get unanimous agreement to fast-track a continuing resolution, but Speaker Mike Johnson is signaling leadership support in the House.
After weeks of hard-fought negotiations, we achieved a strong top-line agreement that allows our Appropriations Committee and all those who work on this to complete the appropriations process. It's an important part of keeping the government running.
The CR would fund the Transportation, Defense, Agriculture, and Energy departments until March 1st and the remaining agencies until March 8th. Meanwhile, Johnson is taking a tough stance in border policy negotiations with the White House. President Joe Biden is still pushing for his big foreign aid package, but agreement on that depends on an immigration deal that the right wing in the House has signaled they oppose. A Republican-led effort to drastically shorten Virginia early voting has stalled. State Senator Mark Peek, the bill's sponsor, says the change is necessary to ease the demands on election workers.
That's a lot of voting, a whole lot of voting. And you know who bears the brunt of all that? Our hardworking registrars and their staff.
But the bill was voted down by a Democratic-led Senate committee after opposition from early voting advocates like Tyee Mallory of the Virginia NAACP.
We know that it works. We know that they're used to it. And we know that it allows more people to participate in their government and in the election process.
The bill would have cut early voting to 3 weeks. At 45 days, Virginia currently has one of the longest periods of any state. Ohio's Constitution may be adding a new voter bill of rights to support ballot access. Advocates want better controls on the purging of registration rolls, restored early voting days, and protections enshrined in the Constitution, rather than just statute. Previous attempts were rejected, but P.D. Talley of Ohio's Unity Coalition is optimistic that this would increase turnout and make elections fairer.
We believe that the amendment is going to help build an equitable path to the ballot box for all Ohioans, while continuing to ensure that Ohio has elections that are secure and are administered with integrity whenever we voters go to the ballot box.
I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you?
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Seven sets of state legislative maps were submitted to the Wisconsin Supreme Court January 12th, ranging from a Republican-dominated status quo to competitive. In December, a newly configured Wisconsin Supreme Court found the Assembly and Senate voting district maps were not contiguous and therefore unconstitutional. It ordered new maps by March 15th. An analysis of the newly submitted maps by John Johnson of Marquette University Law School found that all were contiguous and that majority-minority districts met Voting Rights Act requirements. The biggest differences in the submissions were in competitive partisan balance. Johnson measured the balance using past voting patterns for the towns in those districts. He found the Republican legislator submission maintained its artificial 64-35 assembly majority, and it would take a statewide winning margin of 16.3% for Democrats to take control of the assembly. Law Forward, the law firm which brought the case, submitted highly competitive maps where a margin of 3.3% could reduce the GOP advantage in the assembly to 50 Republican seats to 49 Democratic seats. Other maps included Governor Tony Evers' 5.3% map and a conservative law group's at 13.2%. Two outside consultants hired by the court must submit their analysis by February 1st. We have a link to the Marquette University analysis of all the maps at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Thursday, January 18th. Local early morning temperatures range from 0, yes, 0 degrees in Steventown to 15 in Red Hook. Regional average soil temperature is 33 degrees. Those sensors are 2 inches down. The blanketing snow and overall amount of energy that it takes to actually make the phase change at that temperature will cause it to hang for a bit if overall ambient temperatures do stay sub-freezing, which indeed seems to be the case. We get a high of 30 degrees at 1 p.m. That could cause some surface ice formation this afternoon, so watch for that on your way home. Overnight temperatures drop to 20 degrees, and snow shows up. Starting around 4 a.m., not much should be on the ground by sunup. Regular snowfall becomes likely for everyone by 8 a.m., and it's going to fall all day long, dropping about an inch. We get a high temperature of 27 degrees at 1 p.m. Snow starts to taper off after dark and comes to an end by midnight. We see a low of 12 degrees. Take us into a cold and windy Saturday. High of only 20. Sunday, teeny bit better. Still windy. High of 26. Sunset today will be at 4:37 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:15 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances are at 5%. Plasma waves will be slow at 330 kilometers per second, with a thin density of almost one proton per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair below 28 megahertz overnight. There are no chances for aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 158, and this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Take away none of my pleasure.
choose to play a game. You think you're better, but I know we're just the same. You can't take away none of my pleasure. One man's trash is another man's treasure. Look before you leap, it's cruel to hurt my pride. And I won't feel no shame, 'cause I know what's on my inside. And you can keep your thank you.
so lonely that you felt like you were the only one in this world. Have you ever wanted to play with someone so much you take anyone, boy or girl? Anastasia, come to me, talk to me, ravish me, liberate my mind. Seemed like the only way, so I danced. Music late, music late. Nothing great, nothing great. No way, no way to differentiate. I took a chance. Gregory looks just like a ghost, and then a beautiful girl, the most wet her lips to say.
Boys. two.
Stay tuned today, Thursday, January 18th, for all sorts of creative community radio on 90.7 FM, including at 2 p.m. It's time for What's the Frequency, Kenneth, and the political calendar and the court calendar collide. At 3 p.m., it's time to turn on the news, and then at 4, we're live from Hudson with Tom DiPietra and Celia Graham on the WGXC Afternoon Show. At 7 p.m., we head to Western Massachusetts with Michelle Kaplan and her Mishmash show, simulcast from WBCR in Great Barrington. 7 until 9 live, and then at 9 we're live in Toronto with the Disco 3000 show from Andrew O'Connor, and at 10 p.m. we're live from Columbia County with The Magic Stranger on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you. Next, we'll hear from Sun Watchers, and this song is Beautiful Crystals. Thank you.
time.